split the business and say, my intelligence is revealed or by you are, if you offer instruction. Therefore, please tell me repetitively which will be more beneficial for me. Om Nishapadaya Kutaprasthaya Mohirishwudhya Bhaktivinanta Swami Nishinami Namaste Parasvaya Deva Vahani Prasani Devishyata Sushivahi Parasvaya Deshadani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Paramahityananda Sri Advaita Bhagavata Vivasavani Gauravakvalinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My intelligence is bewildered by your ego of intellect. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be the most beneficial part. The second and third chapter, after the second 11th shloka, second chapter, Krishna is giving so many instructions to Arjuna. He speaks so many things. Jnana yoga, Srimad Buddhi Yoga or Karma Yoga. So Arjuna is now confused. So out of all the paths they are given, please tell me that it will be fast straightforward. In the whole Bhagavad Gita chart, at the last Krishna tells Arjuna, it is my opinion that we should fight. Now we can decide whether to fight or not. He gave a very clear answer. The first question was whether I could fight or not. And the last, he gave a very clear answer. We should fight. According to my opinion, we should fight. And it is up to you to decide. So Krishna gave a very precise answer at the last. So Arjuna followed it. But it always doesn't happen to us. For example, you have a brahmachari who wants to get married. So, you have selected maybe two persons. The inventor of deity husband meets Krishna telling me that they say, who should I marry? So always what it happens, so that Krishna gives any relative answer, there are so many problems in our devotional life. The first guidance which we take is external guidance, the devotee. And it always happens that whatever devotee says, we don't, and that can time of problem, we always feel that that is not the perfect solution. He is not a very mature devotee. Why should I surrender him like so? Then he Prabhupada said, I have got done. He is not going to say, why should I do it? So next place where are we going? On Paramatma. But when we go, it's such a tricky question. It is very definite that we will never get answer. At least for less for some time. Maybe after doing one other thing, then we will get the answer really what Krishna wanted us to. So only what you are telling to me. I need only one very good senior humble devotee. If I get such a senior and humble devotee, I am ready to do anything whatever he says. Without any question, without any thinking, I surrender the whole life. Probably we are not qualified to get such a senior devotee. And if you get a senior devotee also, he may not be humble. If you want a senior devotee, how you can demand that he should be humble? So, it is not the case that only Raijis or Paramatma don't answer our questions. Even Krishna was present in the planet, he did the same thing to Arjuna. When you go to the chapter 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a chapter, Sanam Drona Punish. ආනාපානසෝ දෙක්ඛිය භාවර වෝල් මහාවාදී දෙය දවෝල් උදයි පිළි ක්‍රියාවේ අවෝඩයි සොත්‍රි කිපුලා ලෙප් මෙතනක් කරවා සාස්වතමන් Then he thinks that why all five senses are Draupadi. So then Draupadi, when she came to know that all her senses are killed, she was so much distressed. She cries like anything, she was uncontrollable. So Arjuna, they gave a comment. I'll stop your agony by killing a Brahmana and bringing his head. So with the Krishna, he goes there, he finds Satvatthaman, long story, and he finds Satvatthaman and captures him. Now Krishna is telling, and he ties him with a rope, like animal is tied to the neck or something. So like that he ties a Satvatthaman with a rope. Now Krishna is telling, no. I promise to Draupadi that he will kill him. Anyway, it is not bad to see somebody who has done such a abominable lack of killing somebody when he was sleeping. You kill him. Direct instruction, clear instruction. Arjuna is not executing that instruction. He is supervising him and brings to Draupadi. Like anybody is killing him to Draupadi. Draupadi, when she saw Aswatthama being pulled like that, she was so much morale. She is telling to Arjuna, no, whatever we made her, and anyway, your guru is only son, your guru has died, your mother is dependent on only on him, so you should not do that with him, so please let him. Then Yudhishthira also says, hey, okay, we will sleep with you. Arjuna also feels the same way, and Krishna also feels the same way. They are about to listen, then she has that of Bhima. No, how can you release Bhima? Having angry. He is the only person who boldly speak against Yudhishthira. He says, no. He has killed so many people. He is not a qualified Brahmana, he should kill him. And Krishna is telling, okay, you satisfy both Bhima and you satisfy both Draupadi. Arjuna is looking to Krishna. Krishna is not giving any resistance. He is telling both, you satisfy both Bhima and Arjuna. That's how he stops here. So when Krishna was present in the planet also, he gives the same thing, not giving any proper answer. So in our devotion life, you always face the problem. Or so many things face the same problem, when it produces to have that. Sometimes you may get a job, some place where there are no devotees, but the salary may be high, so you may be taking either way. That is, when you get that job, and give more money to the temple, or being here, do more service and sadhana again, you never get answer. And devotees, if you consider devotees, one devotee will say that to this, one devotee will say that to that. So, that is the time and our real Krishna consciousness is tested. Prabhupada says in that ninth purpose. Lord Krishna engaged Arjuna outwardly just to test Arjuna's sense of duty. It is not like Arjuna was incomplete in the sense of his duty, nor was that Sri Krishna another of Arjuna's sense of duty. But Lord Sri Krishna put to test many of his true devotees just to navigate the sense of duty. The gopis were put to such test as well. Prahlad Maharaj also was put to such test. All pure devotees come out successfully in the respective tests by Lord. So if we are pure devotees, will we really able to find out what is really Krishna's will? Will we really able to hear what Paramatma wants? Absolutely. And our mind is impure. Either we hear the bad, we hear Maya, or we are not able to understand what Krishna wants. Absolutely. So, though Arjuna demands Krishna to give a very decisive answer, but it is not always that Krishna can be demanded to give a decisive answer. Sometimes the answers will always be equivocal. We have to apply our intelligence. And we have to get the guidance of devotees to understand this situation and get a real answer. And always there is a doubt for devotees. Should I do more sadhana or should I do more sadhana? It becomes always an issue of it. Whether morning shall I chant or go for the issue. Shall I happen to go on at the bottom of the class or shall I shall be in the center? So many things always daily we face this call. But I will never give a decisive answer for all those things. When we come out of all our contamination, we get the real answer. It's always a problem of sadhana actually. I want to go to some other different topic where we are discussing with devotees. I want to discuss the same thing. How many of you are chanting 16 rounds here? 16 rounds, daily 16 rounds, minimum 16 rounds. Maybe 60-70%. How many are chanting more than at least 3 years? Again 50% of you, more than 50%. So we are chanting so many years, we have done so much service. What is the tangible result we should get out of this by doing all this activity? What is the tangible result? For example, you are working in a company, what is the tangible result? Salary. Maybe promotion. Again, the promotion is can be coming as a safety factor. Ultimately, it's a value. So what is the tangible result we should get up to in all this sadhana, service? Love for Krishna. How we should get that love tangibly? Tangibly means something we can pursue to our senses. Huh? Detachment from material things and attachment. But I am speaking about something tangible within me. Krishna Bhakti, yeah? These are all technical terms. Steady and standing, maybe the answer is 50%. Peace of mind. There are so many people who have peace of mind. A madman has a very peaceful mind. And sometimes foolish people have peaceful mind. If we are going to the slaughter hall, they're going to be made into pieces within 5 years. They will be happily eating grasses. Such a peaceful mind it is having.
Do we feel
with this technical hand, any something tangible, we should be able to pursue through senses. What is the tangible result we have to achieve after practicing so many years of practice? What your desire to practice more. But again, how to perceive that desire? How to sense it tangibly? Faith in tangible, how to sense it? But put it in tangible terms. I'm telling you. Remember how this candle is coming out? Come into the terms where I can see it. If I see you, then I should understand you are more enthusiastic and not enthusiastic. All answers are correct. Yes, we should be having certainty. Purity of mind. How to carry it that whether you are pure or he is pure? How to? How much of the time it is? Grant is 75%. How much time you are able to remember Krishna? So put it in clear terms. How much time you are able to do, for example, how much time you are able to chant, how much time you are able to read, serve me, thankfully how much. Go up and again to the student's box. What is practice Maharaj? When he got a roti, legal notice for 7 days. So what he did? He left all his children, he left his family, he sat at the bank of Ganges. 7 days continuously he was hearing Bhagavatam. Without sleep, without any interval, without prasaram, no prasaram, any nothing. How many of us can do the same thing? If everyone is served the same level of it, how many of us can do the same thing? Sitting 7 days, without sleep, without any disturbance, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. How many of us can either hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or how many of us can stand up for 7 days and go and leave 7 days? I'm asking 7 hours. That is a tangible result. All of us are going to take one exam. It is common for all. Universal exam, common for everybody. Exam is just the past mark is common if you are able to remember Krishna at the time of death. In Parishma, I have come to Vishwara, chapter 9, Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj are given 7 days notice, but Bhishma Dev himself took a notice. He was in the bed of arrows, completely his body was pierced with arrows. If some external object pierced your body, maybe if somebody who has related to medical aid understands, they know how much pain it is. It will be horribly painful. His body is completely pierced by arrows. Arrows appears in such a manner that he has come outside and is lying in that bed. In such a horrible state, he was able to remember this. Yudhishthira again, he was telling Yudhishthira about all those things. How to rule the kingdom, how to control the enemy. So many topics he discussed. What are Asura Dharma, what a Brahmacharya should do, what are the... So many things he discussed. We discussed thousands of topics. In thousands of different languages. A man who has bought thousands of dragons at the last stop everything. It is only one thing, remembering. So it is not that from point of view there is some change. What it came to Parishitmana. Sometimes it comes like what it came to Vishuddha. Clearly somewhere rain, some obstacle, somewhere. How many will be able to stand that? How many will be able to read that? A small river. Six hour chanting. So this is the ultimate realness which you are going to face. So you can kindly read this now, it's a today itself. How much heart will get it? So this is the realness we are going to face. We should be prepared for it. It can be achieved by anybody. I read a recent article by Radharath Maharaj for IAU approach. How many of you have read that article? So many people have read that article. 1, 2, 3, very few. I think about that. So, Sayagriva Prabhu is a devotee of very early time. First center of ISKCON in New York in 1966-67. That time Prabhupada came from India, he was conducting classes in New York. Those days, for proper classes, sometimes 3 people will come, sometimes 4 people will come, and there are classes where nobody came, sometimes 8 people will come. If it is 2 days, then proper will become happy, he will go on writing his name, put 10 people attend in my class. I have told for Prasad, somebody gave me happy, I kept it for 10 people, I gave them, then they reported him writing his name. This was a theory day. Though that time he met IIT approved, that time he was, however, he left, he was a professor in English, met him in the roadside. IIT approved, and he gone to India, and when he started something, he was interested. Somebody in New York, he was interested, he met him, he asked him. So that, those days, IIT approved came to Kolkata. Prabhupada service Prabhupada gave to Agra Prabhu. He was an English professor. So Prabhupada told him, can he edit something for him? He added. So Prabhupada gave all his manuscripts, thousands of pages. He had written whatever he had written. In those days he was writing Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. It was not published in those days. So he gave all the manuscripts to him and he was editing. So he Agra Prabhu was making Prabhupada service. And after 4 years doing so much service, he was appointed as one of the first GVC, 12 members of the Institute of the first GVC. He was appointed as one of the GVC in 1970. In 1972, he left Krishna Consciousness, he left all the relative principles, he stopped chanting, he did all abominable activities which normally devotees doesn't do, he left total Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada was so much trying to bring him back. Whenever he meets somebody from New York, he asks him whether he met IAU, please ask, tell him that I want to meet him. But during Prabhupada's life, once he came, but he never came back to again Krishna consciousness. In 1988, IAU again got cancer. He got spinal cancer, bone cancer. He was paralyzed, completely paralyzed. Such a very intelligent devotee, such a very intelligent devotee, such a strong devotee, never easily listens to anybody, little bit strong. But when he got cancer, Maharaj is explaining, he became humble like a blade of grass. So much humble that any devotee, even very newcomer, Agra Prabhu was BBC, he came to ISKCON in 1966, 1988 in Bombay, any new, they will be reading Prabhupada books. He should be sitting like a stone there and listening to Prabhupada books. whatever they are reading, it is so much obligation. So he needs it so much. You are suffering from so much pain. Cancer means this pain. Horrible pain. The most powerful pain here will be given to persons who are suffering from cancer. In such a horrible state, but so much humble there, the reasoning, who are we? So Paul will go there, sit, and listen with such rash attention. Though he did so much nonsense, though he practiced very little, few years of Krishna consciousness, at the time of death, was able to listen to Paul's books, was able to devote his mind in books, write worship and devotees in such a manner. It is so much humble and so much soft and completely pious, he got bedridden. He told the Maharaj just one story. In 1972, New Vrindavan, in West Virginia, was established. Both Kitana Maharaj had established it. After Kitana Maharaj left the woman, so Kairaprabhu was the only one left, and Gopal wanted to make him president. So Kairaprabhu came to know that Gopal is going to make me president. He was not ready to take the responsibility. If he has the responsibility, then it is, he has to be more responsible. He can have to all whatever he wants. So, for what me, he prepared. And Gopal asked me to become a president, then I give all his answers. He first prepared all the quotes. Because he was editing the books, no? He was very thorough with the scriptures. Then he prepared all his personal reasons, what are his family, so many reasons, and so many other political reasons, how that devotee will not like him. So many reasons he prepared. Whole one day, he is a very good professor, very intelligent professor. Whole one day he prepared all the things. Suddenly Gopal called one day. Ask Hayagriva. I want to give you a service. I have a question. Yes? Prabhupada, please tell me what else. You are ready to answer. Then Prabhupada told him, I want you to take sannyas. You, oh God, don't, you went mad. You have only prepared the chance as far as temple president. Prabhupada told him, then he goes, no, Prabhupada, no, I cannot do that. After what I have so much research to fulfill, you know, it is not possible for me, my mind is so much included, I cannot take too much. No problem, if mind is included, you can, mind is even too much. So take me out. Just you keep crying, you do not have any answers. Whatever you prepare for me, nothing came into his mind. Then go for a class one. You don't want to get sannyas, and only one alternative, you can become temple president. You yes, this is the service I wanted. I'm glad to do this service. This is the service I was waiting for. Then you can just see. They were telling you just for that story. He told Maharaj, Prabhupada told me that time. If you take sannyas, now I want to take sannyas. He read that, he took sannyas from his grandmother, the yajna was conducted, and Guradhanath Maharaj took the staff from the yajna and gave it to him. He saw the real ecstasy in his eyes when he gave it to him. He was crying, and Hayagriva was crying that, so far, I am not worried that I am in such a condition. I am dying at such an early age. I have only one regret. You wanted me to do so many things. I could have helped so many that those things very easily. But all my life, I always escaped from you without doing anything. But so much regret. I could have done so much. I did not do properly for you. They gladly accepted the sannyas which Prabhupada wanted him to do. And immediately after that, he died. This rash attention at the time of death is not something without it. Glory by Maharaj has listened here. It's practically happening to so many devotees in the sun. One example. It's practically happening for so many devotees. We always check how much we have done, how much we are able to, how much taste we are having for chanting, reading, sadhana, service. Don't get away thinking that no, I am chanting Krishna on daily basis. The time of death or paradise of this life. There was a nice lecture. I saw only one day that lecture. Next day the lecture was missing. We came for Mangalaji Asan, next day it was not there. Lecture was given on from here, what's there in it? Don't think that you are sitting here reversing service. Real freeness is something different. I'll give you an example. Always we can see that if it happens mostly to full-time loading and go home, more service. Then we regret to bring so much service, continuous service. Then we very senior devotees. Then we engage in service from morning to evening, continuous service. Their service starts from every morning, they don't have time for japa, everything. So much sincerely they are doing service. Without any complaint. Maharaj is telling, they may be doing the service daily. We have seen so many people doing services like that, but after that, 3 years or 4 years, we can find no other devotee. We have so much examples, with some wonderful services. After 3-4 years, they are missing, they are not even chanting a single round or coming to the temple. Why it happens? Why it happens like that? After doing so much service for so many years, why they lose the chanting? Indra Bhadrak, why they lose the chanting? So what more did they do the service? What was the mood with which they did that service? But the devotions are willing to continue, then they take strive, increase, and they should be doing more service. Why the service declined? So what is that service they did? Whether it is devotion or not? What was the fault in the service they did? What was the fault? What type of mind is the person?
Is it following perspective?
What is that?
Time ground.
I am asking particularly about the ledit service. Ledit for so many years. What was the part?
Motivator.
What type of motivator? Material motive. What type of material motive? Pratishtha. Maybe they did the service for some other main thing. But always it doesn't happen like that. Even some are doing some service. For example, cleaning services, nobody is to use. And if you are cleaning, there is nobody going to come and put a madhar when you are doing one of those things. It doesn't always happen like that. That is maybe different thing. I am asking what is the fault in that service, in their service. One answer is they would have done for some material motive. For some cases it is. Or it may be some personal case. Certainly, if it is service for Krishna, it should have, the taste should have increased. The whole question is, if it is not for Krishna, then what for David? One answer is Pratishtha. They did not get the proper response. That is not the question. That is the answer, but that, my question is, what for David that service? Fire sanctuary. Fire sanctuary, yes. It is a fire sanctuary. It is a fire sanctuary. Fire sanctuary means some are natural, by nature they are beautiful. For example, if you go for marriage, there are some people who doesn't speak the other marriage. If they go there, they take some budget and they'll serve first round and they'll sit in the second round. It is their nature. Maharaj really gives the term beautiful. They are beautiful, but not with the service because they were beautiful, not because they were devoted. So, we are doing something, either sadhana, service, it doesn't mean that we are doing it for Krishna. Maharaj says that the karma is suffering. If we are devotees, then we will be doing the service beautifully. And if you are beautiful, it doesn't mean that you are always devotee. So, some type of silliness we have, don't get satisfied thinking that no, I am steady in my devotee service, I'll be able to continue. Maharaj is giving an example. If somebody is being very sincere service, can test the sincerity of service by asking, it's not the service today. It's not the service, you can't just go down. You should be able to do. If he is able to do that, then he is doing the service in there. You see that so many devotees, they do some service. Even when there is not service, they will not be able to do some other devotees have to do. So that's the same thing we are doing. So, service for Krishna, the taste for Krishna's name should go parallel. If you are doing more service, then you should get more eagerness to chant Krishna's name. If you don't get more eagerness, there is some part. The name of service you are already chanting, keeping so many hours pending, not chanting at the proper time, not chanting properly. And your service, you are being for a fire sanctuary. Some all devotional service is a proper chanting of fire sanctuary. If you use the circle over that time, there are so many circle over for so many fire sanctuary. It is not going to lead us to go along with the Buddha. So be careful. Always analyze it. For what we are doing this service. For example, somebody may be giving money to temple. It doesn't mean that they are doing it as a devotional activity. There are so many people who always give money, sacrifice money, give charity. But doing all your service, if you don't get interest in chanting, then all your service becomes vain. The same concept applies. If somebody is chanting very sincerely, say 16 rounds, maybe 32 rounds, then the sincerity in chanting can be less. One day chanting in the temple, you are calling probably 6 rounds. There is some very important, very big service. it should be able to willfully leave that chanting and willfully do that service. You cannot say, no, I have fixed a time, I have fixed a sadhana, no, I will not come, I have finished my chanting first, then only I come. Then it is not a problem. The chanting properly, then you will be eagerly awaiting when the opportunity comes for doing this service. So we should be very careful in doing our service and sadhana. We should always analyze where we are, how much space we have. So, some who is, please don't get satisfied, or somebody is even caught up with their own service and sadhana. No, I am chanting. There are so many people who love the chant. I'm finishing the chanting morning itself. I have very clear chanting. And sometimes, I am doing very pakka service. I'm very responsible in my service. Don't get satisfied or pakka with your service. By doing that service, to analyze how much the pakka is for doing the other. If you are doing pakka chanting, then test how much you have got the eagerness to do more service. And if you are doing more service, test how much the eagerness you have got for chanting. So steadiness is something else. So there are so many equivocal instructions we face when we are in Sushant Transition. Until unless we are pure, we will not be able to understand the real meaning of that. So always take the guidance of good devotees. Then you can understand the instructions properly. Otherwise, you will always lose your argument. And two instructions are given. If we are not pure, you will always lose the wrong one. And don't think, whenever some problems come, don't ever think that Krishna will give me a decisive answer immediately. It doesn't happen. Jai Shri Bhagavan Gita Ki, Jai Shri Bhagavan Gita Ki. We are reading somewhere in the temple. How can you say that sometimes it is quiet? You are doing service in the temple. How can it become a quiet activity? Whether it should not be other devotee service? Why is the devotee fell down after doing that? Don't think that whatever you are doing is 100% you are fulfilling. Leave cleaning a temple. Temple is rarely if you are even chanting. There are so many brahmanas who chant the names of Krishna. All that is not devotee service. Even in any chanting. But that is the quality of chanting where it is accounted only as a fire activity, not as a devotional activity. So even if it applies to chanting, then what is the case for all other services? All services can become fire activity if it is not done for the sake of Krishna, if it is done for some other reason. And if you are doing quiet activities, always it happens that you will lose the case. If it is devotion activity, the case will increase. If it is quiet activity, it will decrease. Always the case will decrease. Quiet activities mean ultimately it is for some material. Either maybe for going back to some high planet, or getting name and fame, or satisfying your own needs, some needs it will. So if you are doing such a move, always the taste decreases. That's also, you are losing the taste. So, even chanting can become a bias activity, it's not done properly. The what we speak about all the time. Hmm? why Krishna gave the ego up and why? Because it could have been you. That's what Prabhupada gives the answer. Unless few devotees are put into death. And few devotees always come to death. Krishna always accepts. There is a nature of him. He doesn't demand. He doesn't order. You do this, do that. Always gives that. He gives two things. And two. Devotees come into them out of love. Always there is a love is extended. The other side is also extended. You can choose whatever you want. That's why Krishna gives you two water instructions. Either he gives you sin or he gives you smile. The question is, Putana, he did not do any reversal service. Rakshas was considered demonic. Why she was given such an exalted service? Actually, Putana, very small cell, Krishna is very small cell. Anybody who sees Krishna will get attracted. Such a wonderful, such a sweet, such a beautiful sight. How much demonic she should be to feed poison. Then why she got such an exalted person? Actually, Putana took Krishna. When she took Krishna in her hand, she was really attracted by the Krishna. Very beautiful form. One moment she got motherly attraction for Krishna and really she wanted to feel meaningful. Krishna overlooked all her activities and took into consideration that only one woman. That's why Krishna gave her. Ultimate benefit for us. That is Krishna's prerogative. We cannot put him why that's for him and why that's not for him. That is Krishna supreme. We can do whatever we like. We cannot put him. So whether we should be not be attracted with one service particular. There is no harm in being attracted with one service particular. For example, if you have a taste for something green, some service. There is no harm in getting attracted to the service. But we should not develop our activity to other types of service. For example, you have a taste for sadhana, you have a taste for reading. You do that service as much as possible. There is no harm in increasing the service. But then there is a necessity for other service, and there is a need for other service, chance for other service, it's not negative. But there is no harm in choosing a service, selecting a service which you like. It is not that you have to do all day possible. If you are able to do some service perfectly, for that money, you can go on doing the same service. So the Alvar would be only planning to Lord Varadaraj in Kanchipuram. Kanchipuram. He was doing only one activity. He was finding the Lord. And Lord Ramananda Sushimata Guru. There is no harm in doing something, only one activity. But we should not be averse to when there is a need and necessity or chance, we should not be. The name of that service is not avoid other things.
So, new person who is coming to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, by reading Prabhupada's book, people is always Krishna consciousness very simple. We can adopt Krishna consciousness right from Prabhupada. So, you portrayed it in a very simple way. So whatever you said, like pregnancy, you just started building. So you had no first month. If any kind of devotional service can become biomedical, it can become with the same demigod. So what we see, even after 5 years, people have called us. It may happen in demigod.
The question is, there are two complete different questions. One question is, from what I get say, Krishna consciousness is very simple. And the way we have always gave our appearance that Krishna consciousness is so much complicated. Krishna consciousness is very simple. Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is very simple for a very simple mind of God. It's too much complicated for simplicity of people, for complicated people. If you are simple, Krishna consciousness is simple. If you are having so many duplicity, Krishna consciousness is so much. The next question is, if even Krishna consciousness can become fire faculty, what is the great difference between Krishna consciousness and other demigod worship students? Krishna consciousness can become fire faculty, but all other demigod worship or whatever, it can never become devotional faculty. There is a difference. Krishna consciousness is imperfectly performed. It can become fire sacrifice, but always service and Krishna consciousness is absolute. It is something permanent. Even you would have run for as a fire sacrifice, but it is absolute. Whatever service you did will always be in your grandfather. You are done for some material motive. You are done for so many other things. Whatever service you did for Krishna is absolute. The service doesn't become contaminated. You become contaminated, but what the service you render is not contaminated. It always remains as a non-manner. It again comes down. So don't think that what the service you did become contaminated. You became contaminated. That means the service is absolute. The Lord is absolute. He will take the service, whatever you did, whatever mood you did, and he will be accounting to you. Only we get the target. You said that we should never think that we are saying. Why are you taking such a pessimistic view? Why not optimistic? Prabhupada says, somebody who is so much optimistic about this very word is not even qualified to enter his devotion. We should be always pessimistic. We should be always pessimistic about our own sadhana, our own service, this material world. Only we should be optimistic about the future world and Krishna's. But always we should be pessimistic about the material world and about the our own sadhana, our own service, whatever we are. And Chanakya Pandita is telling, if somebody wants to be happy in this material world, he should think that he will never die. If somebody wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, he should always think that I am going to die in the next second. So somebody may be more optimistic like what Chanakya Pandita said, I will never die. But your optimism will be carried away. You may be so much optimistic, I will never die, but in your death will not spare you. Even neither spare you nor your optimistic. Spare your optimistic view also. I think that's about the time. That's about the time.